Some of y'all's bodies been sitting up in the yard so long.
And our minds have been sitting up long.
And the mind's been sitting up longer than the body.
My mind is in a jar.
You know, it's sad, but we innocent, and we're cute, so don't worry about it. It's cool. You know, as long as you're cute, you're covered in the world. I understand people trying to get plastic surgery and all the rest of the stuff that they do. I understand. It is easier in the world if you look good. People trust you just because you look good.
That's true.
You could be a serial killer, but if you really look like Brad Pitt, UT let you right in. See, go, oh, come on in. Because you look good. But if you came there with one eye hanging out your head and dirty and your ears hanging off, she ain't letting you in the door. And you could be Christ himself. Because it's not about the inner in the world. It's about the outer in the world. It's always about appearances. It's always about what it looks like, right? Right? So play both hands against the mill. Look as good as you can and be loving as you can. Work both of them. Yeah. And I look forward to you being surrounded by people who are only attracted to you because of the way you looked. You're going to have a good time with them. You're going to have fun with them. Their love is so dependable. You ain't got to worry about that. You know, if you ever change, your body ever changes, they're going to be gone. I want some permanent relationships that last. Some real ones.
I have a definition for God's will.
What is it?
It says, your function is to add to God's treasure by creating yours. His will to you is his will for you.
Mm-hmm.
He would not withhold creation from you because his joy is in it.
Right, so his will is that he not withhold creation from you because his joy is in it. So God's will is that there is no love being withheld from you. I need to hear that idea because I don't see it all the time. I don't experience my life like that all the time. Do you? Do you?
No.
Do you? Do you?
But to me it says God is creative, so his will for me is to do what I do that's creative.
He said what God's will for you. He said, you read it right out of the book. You said that God's will was what? Something about not letting creation. Say it. Because
your function is to add to God's treasure by creating yours.
Okay, then go on. Then he says what God's
will to you is his will for you.
Okay, his will is his will for you. And then he goes on to tell you what that is.
He would not withhold creation from you because his joy is in it.
Boom, that's God's will. That he would not withhold creation from you. So the book like tells us, well, God would not withhold creation from you. God would not withhold. Then you or I, anybody, then we then make up our own definition of what that just said. You see what I'm saying? It's like it really said what it said. But then we come behind it and then we make up what we think it said. Because what it said was, he was not going to withhold, his will was that he not withhold creation from you because his joy lies in it. That's God's will, is that creation, which is extension, which is love, not be withheld from you. That happiness not be withheld from you. That's God's will. Then our mind makes up its idea about what that means, even though the book said what it meant it said.
Yeah, my experience is when I do something creative, I'm in complete joy.
Real joy never ends. Real joy never ends. Real joy would never be a joy that you only had when you were doing your thing. Mm-hmm. You see. But what that joy is a shadow reminder of what the real deal is like. And so you want to give yourself those experiences of doing the things that you love to do in the body. But let me tell you something. If it doesn't last, it's not real. If it doesn't grow, it's not real. If it's not consistent, it's not real. But that don't mean that you can't enjoy it while it's temporarily there. But it's not the ultimate reality. And we are going for the ultimate deal.
It's just a snapshot.
Yeah, just a little snapshot, just a little glimpse. You know, I want to go beyond the joy of my favorite movie.
Well, when you teach classes, you're very creative. Is that your joy, or is it music, or dancing, or is that a snapshot?
Yeah, a snapshot. I'm snapping all the time. I'm snapping. I have never experienced complete joy yet, because I've never had a happiness that didn't change. You know, into what I think of as less, mm-hmm. and then more. Now, Core says real happiness does change. It grows. That's the change. The only change it makes is more. So it changes, but it's more. See what I'm saying? So it really didn't change because it was created to grow. So on the one hand, you never change because you were created to be the way that you are. So you really never changed since you've been born because you are what you were made to be. So you really haven't changed.
It's a snapshot to the panorama.
And that's when the picture becomes the reality. And that's where we headed. It's going to stop being snapshots until it's going to become the whole thing. That's
so
all we'll see.
Your whole life becomes like a creation.
Of joy.
Of joy.
Of joy. And the form the joy takes, that's going to be the fun part. Because your joy is going to take a variety of forms. And that's going to be fun. But the joy is what's real. The joy is the only thing that's real. Not the form the joy came in. The joy you felt when you got your Christmas present was real. You know what I'm saying? The Christmas present might be gone, but even now, you can think about it and feel joy. See, the joy lasted longer than the thing that brought you joy.
So see? Real joy is even when I have what seems like a troublesome situation, I feel joy in that because it's creation, growth.
Well, I'm at this point where I really, really don't, I want no more challenging situations in order to develop joy. I don't need no more challenges, I don't need no more hard times so I can become stronger, I don't need any of that, I want to pat past that whole school now, please, sir. You know, like, okay, now those of you who need it to become stronger, then stop complaining and let yourself enjoy. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I want an easy life with no pain and no struggle and no fear and no attack and no blocks. Is that God's will for me? But finally, I'm obeying. Do you want it for me too? I want it for you too. I want it for you too. You want it for me? Okay, I do. And you're cute. So, you got it all. Just like everybody else in this room. I'm telling you, that's what I want. I don't want no more struggle. I don't want no more challenges. Does that mean I won't have any more? Not necessarily, but at least I know what my goal is. But I'm not going to be one of these people who says, well, you got to have a struggle if you want to become stronger. Okay? And then in the next sentence, they're telling you all the problems they got. I'm like, wait a minute now, you complain about the struggles, but you just told me you need them, that they're important. So shouldn't you be grateful for every problem you have? Shouldn't you be grateful for every problem that you have since you said problems are good and they make you stronger? Then shouldn't you be grateful for something that's making you stronger? What? People trip people out. It's like, no, it works like this. If I do make a problem and an obstacle and a block and a challenge, I would like that obstacle, block, and challenge to be used to bring me to the state of permanent joy. Yeah. That's where you work that one. If I do happen to have a relationship that's a struggle or a challenge, I'd like that to be used in a way that will wake me up and take me to perfect joy. That's where you deal with that. But you don't set that up as a goal. Do you? You know, I want to break my leg so I can develop character. How many of y'all want to join me on that affirmation? Come on. I want to break my leg so I can develop character. That's the same thing as I got to have the struggles and the blocks in order to be happy. But nobody wants to do that, do they? But what about if I go out here and I was to break my leg? Then I would go, I would love a new correction, a correct perception of my broken leg. I like another way to look at my broken leg that will free me and release me from pain. That's what the Course said you would do. I happen to create it for myself, so I'm going to ask for it to be used to my benefit, but I'm not going to set it up as a goal for my growth. Would anybody care to join with me on any of these ideas?